7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day. I haven't said that for a while. Finally, the AFL ladder tells you what we've been spruiking since February, that Melbourne is first, daylight is second, and it's a race in three or four to see who plays off in the grand final. Two games clear now on top, the Demons. They're a long way in front of the pack. But as always, it's no guarantee of a second flag. You only had to look at the unbelievable form of a very young and depleted Carlton demolish Sydney in the second quarter to know that the upper level of a few teams is scary good. But Melbourne's average still remains miles ahead of the next best. Pity the umpires' average has slipped so far. I'm not sure what's going on with their coaching, but I do know it's at a level that should be of great concern to those in power at headquarters. Clearly, the descent rule needs a reset. It's robbed the game of emotion. It's robbed the umpires of common sense. The holding the ball rule is a mess. Pushing the back rule is a mystery why it's so difficult to apply, and the nitpicking one off decisions against Lachie Neale and Tom Mitchell just as examples makes you ask the question, what the hell is going on and what the hell is being taught to these young umpires who are paying decisions that the guns like Stevic and Rosebery wouldn't even bat an eyelid at. But that for another discussion through the week. Scoop, great to be back. Let's just begin with the second quarter of the Blues. How good was that? Welcome to you.